with me to Calvary and see what happened there for you. Savior came. Dear brothers and sisters, I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also all those who are listening now, who are watching in all countries, also you, may you receive the blessing of the Lord this afternoon. To the Lord be the praise, honor and thanks, that also today, despite of all this situation, we can hear the word of God. This is possible thanks to the technique today. I know many are connected today to hear the true word of God. Let us have our ears and hearts be open so that the true word can bring forth fruits in our hearts. Since months, we can not be gathered here in Zurich anymore. Nevertheless, the Lord takes care that we are having the spiritual food in abundance. We have the spiritual stored in food, and now we can feast upon it. And if we have not enough yet, we can read in the Holy Scriptures, if we are hungry for the Word of God. Yes, dear brothers, dear sisters, the food was stored in. But what good is it if it is still lying on shelves? One has to take them out. One has to open them, opening the hearts so that the word can have room in our hearts. I would like now to read us a word from the word of God, Luke chapter 12, verse 35 up to verse 40. Luke chapter 12, verse 35. Let your loins be girded about and your lights burning. This word tells us what we have to do. Our loins must be girded and the lamps must burn. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14, it says, let your loins be girded with the truth and with the armor of righteousness. This is a commission of the Lord. What we have to do. Let our loins be girded with the truth. But what is truth? In John chapter 14, verse 6, it is written, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Jesus Christus.
Jesus Christ is the truth. And we must gird ourselves with this truth, with Jesus Christ. And what is he also? He is life. But we must obey the Lord. Everything what is written in the Word of God, we must accept, adding nothing, taking nothing away from it. I read on, verse 36. And ye yourselves, like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he returns, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to eat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. The Lord will come and will knock at our door. Are these not wonderful words also for us? And are we ready when the Lord would come tonight? Have we filled our lamps with oil? Not that it's like with us, with those as the foolish virgins in Matthew 25, verse 10. And the door was closed. Dear brothers and sisters, let us be ready, for the time is short. The Lord will come very soon. It is end time. But we thank him for his grace, that he will prepare us for this day, that when he comes, that we are ready. When he knocks, and when we open unto him to let him go in, let us pray. Faithful Lord, praise, honor, and glory, that you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you are in our midst, that we, Lord Jesus, can be called your children. I thank you for this day, that you, faithful Lord, you will speak to us, that we open our ears, that we also open our hearts, so that your true word
in unseren Herzen
can bring forth fruit in our hearts. I thank you that you, all your people whom you have chosen, that you will bless them, that you will be with them. Faithful Lord, keep all your servants who carry your true word, and also all who translate your word into all languages. Bless them. Anoint their lips. But most of all, your servant, our brother Frank, may you bless him, strengthening him in according to body and soul. Faithful Lord, accompany him, lead him. To you be the praise, honor and glory. Lord Jesus, you have called us out from everything. You have shown us the way. You have placed us on the narrow way. And we want to ask you, take everything away, what is not of you. Accompany us on this narrow way, so that we may one day stand before you. We have no reason to look backward. We must look on you as our destination. Lord Jesus, help us in all. Bless us this afternoon, so that we may hear your true word in our midst. Amen. I greet you all very warmly in the precious name of our Lord. To the Lord God be the thanks that we can have this transmission. And today is of course the Sunday Zurich. And from this place, we may, all brothers and sisters, worldwide, we may wish you God's richest blessing. This Brother Keller, just now in the word of introduction, he did it. We are grateful to the Lord that in all the past years, the possibility was there that the broadcasts are now can be aired, and that all worldwide can have part in it, listening, experiencing. Yes, from Switzerland, in all the past years, especially We had the transmissions, and our friends in South America, they appreciated it very much. And today, I would like to remind us that our beloved brother Urs Graf, he left a great blessing in South America. And likewise, also, our beloved brother Helmut Miskis. We are grateful for every brother whom the Lord could use to proclaim the precious and holy word, to carry it on. I did my part, in particular, in the past 55 years, from place to place, from city to city, from country to country, from continent to continent. After the Zurich Sunday followed then the first weekend in Krefeld, and afterward It went into all the world. But now, months have passed. The traveling has become impossible. But, as already mentioned, God took care for it. Whether it is our brother Lauma here in Zurich, whether it's our brethren Miskis, whoever and wherever the technique is being used, and we are grateful for it. One has to imagine there are sitting brothers in their homes, let's say Brother Etienne Genton, and translates now from the German into the Italian language. Other brothers are translating in more languages. So that all together, it's about 15 brothers who are translating simultaneously. And then it's in all of the world, it's again translated. Thanks be to the Lord for it. Now, we are living in a time which we don't like. And we think on the word of Paul from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Give thanks to God in everything, for this is well-pleasing before the Lord. Giving thanks in every situation. We all know when Paul and Silas were in prison, they, at midnight, they were singing so strongly, just praising songs, singing songs of praise, although in prison. And then the Lord opened the doors. Brothers and sisters, what is now happening all over the earth, whether climate change, global warming, Corona, whatever takes place, the whole world is included into the happenings of the end time. And one of the news reporters, he said, one can have the impression that the apocalyptic judgment started already. Brothers and sisters, we can cry out to one another, lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. When you see all these things coming to pass, and to this belong earthquakes, famines, pestilences of all kinds, that's how it is written in Luke 21. When we see that, then we shall lift up our heads, for we know that our redemption is drawing near. Then we have, of course, the task to make aware of what is now happening in the Middle East. How one Islamic country after the other makes treaties with Israel. Brothers and sisters, the time is very near where the highest authority which exists on earth will make the treaty, making the covenant for 7 years. As it is written in Daniel 9, verse 27, it's announced there. But here is the point which touches me. When we look precisely, then we see that with the rapture, this age for us, for the nations, ends then. And that the last 7 years will commence. In the first 3.5 years, the two prophets will have their ministry. In the last 3.5 years, the great tribulation will be. But here's the point. All the preparations are being made now. And very shortly from now, I tell you, very shortly from now, the rapture can take place and the treaty will come into force. I repeat myself. Also this, Brother Branham said very clearly, both events are very close to each other. The rapture, the finishing for the nations, and the covenant, which then will be made with Israel and with the nations there. The one stops and the other begins. My question is now, dear brothers and sisters, all negotiations, all contracts, whether they are called Abrahamic covenant, family of Abraham agreement, everything is going on. And the day has come very near. I don't want to go here into details, but also the Vatican plays a very specific role in that what is happening in the Middle East. And all nations and their leaders, they will lose of their reputation. But one personality, which the Bible calls Prince, it will get worldwide reputation. And so it was foretold. And so it will take place. So we are very close to the end. Let us remain sober and let us be in prayer. We have heard of Brother Keller in the word of introduction from Luke chapter 12 we were reading. That the finishing will come. And it's important what was said here. When the Lord returns from the wedding supper, not when he will go to the wedding supper, but as written here in verse 36, when he will return from the wedding, then his servants, plural, not one servant, but servants, they will experience it. Here we have something very wonderful. Also this, Brother Branham said very clearly, in the moment where the 144,000 under the ministry of Moses and Elijah have been sealed and will appear on Mount Zion, then the Lord
He will leave us at the wedding supper, and he will come alone to reveal himself unto his brethren. As Joseph left his family in the palace, and he revealed himself to his brothers alone, so the Lord at the wedding supper, he will leave us there, and he will come down after the 3.5 years, and he will reveal himself to his brethren, the 144,000. And his two servants, Moses and Elijah, they will experience it. When it is about our time, then it only speaks in the singular of one servant. And this is also in Luke chapter 12 from verse 42 up to verse 44. You can read it. What kind of task that servant has, who before the wedding supper brings to the people of God the last message, giving out the spiritual food. You can read it. Luke chapter 12 verse 42 up to 44. He says, to give them their portion of food in due season. The table of the Lord, that's how one can say it always. The table of the Lord was never so richly prepared as now. And now, the invitation goes forth to the wedding supper. Let us say it once again. When the Lord will come from the wedding supper and revealing himself to his brethren, then the two servants are there, and the Lord, that what they did, he will confirm it, and then of course he will return to us. And then when the 7 years will be over, then with the wedding feast, then together with our Lord, then he is no more the bridegroom, and we are then no more the bride. Then we come down with him, and as kings we shall reign with him 1,000 years. In Matthew 24, it's of course written in verse 45, the well-known word, who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has set over his household to give them food in due season? Here we have the ministry in our time. And brothers and sisters, we time and again, in every sermon, we must emphasize it. We can never bypass it. And the whole world shall hear it, that we are now living in the last period before the return of Jesus Christ. We arrived there. And that the Lord has given a direct commission already in June 1933 that Brother Branham would bring a message which would forerun the second coming of Christ. And brothers and sisters, as the New Testament started with the fulfillment of Bible prophecies, so the New Testament ends with the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. John the Baptist was a promised prophet. And so the promises began to find their fulfillment. Today, I read John chapter 1 completely through. Just so precious as it was set forth there, how the ministry of John the Baptist took place. Just so glorious. And whoever then goes to Mark chapter 1 and reads from verse 1 to 5 will find the two scriptures from the Old Testament. They are quoted there, namely the one from Isaiah 40 verse 3 and from Malachi chapter 3 verse 1. Let me emphasize again, as the New Testament church started with the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, so the New Testament church ends with the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. This we can say here from Zurich into all the world, we can call out loudly saying, hear that what the Spirit saith unto the churches now. And brothers and sisters, we all know that only one prophet was promised who would come before the great and terrible day of the Lord breaks forth, before the sun turns into darkness and the moon will turn into blood, before the time of grace would be over. God wanted to send a prophet like Elijah who would restore really everything, placing it into divine order, putting it into the right condition, bringing us back to that what was written in the New Testament, in the divine certificate, that we respect it and that we are brought back to the beginning. The full restoration of all that what was at the beginning. And here it goes on in Matthew 24. When we then read the verses, that not only a servant, but the whole household is determined to give out the divine food. And what did our Lord say? My food is that I do the will of him who sent me, with the proclamation of the word of God, must the will of God be connected. And we must be placed into the will of God. Not just coming and feasting upon the food, but being brought into conformity with God. And that what he promised to us, that we accept it and receive it, thanking him with all our hearts for it. We of course just mentioned it now, from Matthew 17, verse 11, where the Lord of course said very clearly, here it is written, and Jesus answered and said unto them, I don't need your answer, you don't need my answer. But together we need and we respect the divine answer which the Lord has given us here. And he answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. This is, thus saith the Lord, in the Old and in the New Testament. I write in my new circular letter about it, that the anointing of the Holy Spirit and connected with it, the inspiration of the Spirit was given to the prophets, and therefore they could say, thus saith the Lord, because they were under direct inspiration and anointing of the Holy Spirit. And therefore, it's not the word of Isaiah and of Jeremiah, but the word of God, which we read, which we hear, and which we believe. So, we receive it by faith, accepting it, that God in our time has sent a man like Elijah. We all know what Elijah did on Mount Carmel. He called the people of God together. What are we doing today? Gather ye my people, that they hear my words. Brothers and sisters, this I may surely also mention here. We, of course, in Zurich, since almost 50 years, on the last Sunday, we had the gatherings. And we are grateful, very grateful to the Lord for it. We are sad that at the moment there can be no gatherings now. But in the same way, we are grateful for the time in which we could come together. Now, all the groups, all the prayer meetings, all over, they can come together for prayer. In the same way, we thank the Lord that he has sent his servant and prophet. And brothers and sisters, if you would know of all the phone calls which are coming to my ears, time and again, it says, Brother Frank, if you would not have brought us the message, then we would be today there where all the others are also. And then I must answer to this, if God would not have sent Brother Branham, then I would have remained there where I was 1955. God just took care for it, that the God-ordained prophet came on the scene, and I had the possibility to witness him in the meetings, whether in Europe, whether in the USA, by grace. I experienced it. I became an eye and ear witness of that, what God has done in our time. Never in the 2000 years came a man on the scene with such a call and sending as it was with Brother Branham. But it's of course the last message before the return of the Lord, and everything must be restored. Let us say it once again. God took care for it, that we could have had the meetings in Zurich on a regular basis. He also took care that also in Austria for many, many years we could have meetings there. And in particular, in Krefeld, that we could have had international meetings. And brothers and sisters, when I think on the last years, let me just say it here as a testimony, because the Lord, with a loud voice, He commanded to purchase the neighboring property and to build upon it, because many people will come from various countries to hear the Word of God. In the past 46 years, we preached the precious word. And we don't want to emphasize it much here, but in the mission center, when we count all the seats, we have 1,135 seats in the main auditorium, on the balcony, in the mother rooms, in the Sunday school rooms. When we count all the seats, we have 1,135 seats. And in the past years, on the first weekends, all the chairs were occupied. From more than 40 nations, the people were gathered here to hear the word of God. But let us come now to that part before we close. God took care for it, that also from Zurich all can hear and all can experience what God is doing right now. And we thank Him that we have not come into embarrassment through this coronavirus, but that by God's grace it continues, that thousands and thousands of connections can hear and can watch all over the earth. So let us summarize, brothers and sisters, of what is about today. Today it is about that we recognize our today, and then today, if you hear His voice, we cannot live off that what God did in the past 2000 years. The Lord is always present, and He revealed His word from us. He requires faith and obedience. These two things belong together: faith and obedience. In the Garden of Eden, it was unbelief and disobedience which led into the fall. Now, in the New Testament, it's the faith and obedience. Therefore, our Lord said in Mark 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. What is then with all those who say, we believe, but water baptism we don't need? What is this? What is this kind of faith? When our Lord says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. What is this then? What kind of faith is that? When the people say, I am a believer, I follow the Lord, I serve the Lord, but water baptism? No, I don't need that. Such people have a self-made faith. They believe what they believe themselves and not that what God has said in His Word. It is still written, all who believed were baptized. Even in the house of Cornelius, who were spirit baptized first, they afterward, they were baptized in water. Water baptism belongs to it when one becomes a believer. That's how the first sermon says on the day of Pentecost. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, what shall I say still? All my life, and I really look back to exactly 70 years in the kingdom of God. And for the glory of God, I may say here, not one single time I left the narrow way. The Lord has given grace. And since 1952, I proclaimed the word in the Pentecostal church. And never I spread a heresy. Not a single time a heresy came over my lips. And I may say, and I may thank my Lord God, this is not my merit, but with a divine call, the Lord has the responsibility for it. And He's not only watching over His word, He's watching over the carrier of His word. And I may say, the same anointing of the Holy Spirit, which rested upon the prophets, upon the apostles, upon Brother Branham, rests upon me, on the least amongst all who may serve the Lord. It is the last call. And he who has ears to hear, let him believe. And whoever has received it in his heart, may he be obedient. And the Lord will everything bring to pass. Once again, we greet all worldwide, near and far, and in particular, we wish all ministering brethren that they give out the pure divine food of the word, connected with the will of God, proclaiming it, passing it on, so that we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge, and that we experience our preparation and perfection. I believe, out of the deep conviction, I believe what Brother Branham was told, the message which was entrusted to you will forerun the second coming of Christ. And the man of God said, the message is back to God, back to the Word, back to the doctrine of the apostles, just back to that what was at the beginning. Our Lord is Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He started and he will finish. Don't fear. Remember the word from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. Although the situation we don't like much, say thanks to God in every situation. Be patient. Just a little while, just a very short little while, then we will come from believing unto seeing. To our Lord be the glory and the praise.
Amen.
Amen.
Herr allmächtiger Gott,
Lord Almighty God,
gemeinsam danken wir dir.
Together we thank you
und von
with all our hearts,
dass du unsere Herzen, unsere Augen aufgetan,
that you have opened our eyes and hearts. You revealed yourself to us. You revealed your word, opening our understanding aufgetan for the scripture.
Herr,
dear Lord,
deine Blut
bless your blood-bought flock. Bless all who believe your word, that they experience their preparation by your grace. And we thank you already now for it, that you, in our time, you will complete your work. And then you will continue with Israel, and you will do that what you said and promised in your word. Yes, we thank you, dear Lord, that your plan of salvation, your counsel, up into all the details you revealed. We thank you with all our hearts, and we ask you, save the lost, deliver the captives, and heal the sick. And we bring you all brothers and all sisters who have become older, all who have trouble, all who are sick, all the families where there's trouble. Dear Lord, all those who are single, we bring you all. May all be strengthened anew, be comforted, and may they know very soon it will be over. Soldiers, go forward. Dear Lord, we thank you with all our hearts for your precious and holy blood, for the blood of the new covenant. We thank you for your precious and holy word which you revealed unto us. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who leads us into all truth. And we thank you that you have sent your servant and prophet as you promised, and that we could recognize our time having part in that what you are doing right now. Sanctified be thy name, O God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and with and through us all, in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Selig ist dem Herrn vertrauen, nimm getrost ihn nur beim Wort. Gründe dich auf die Verheißung, weil Frei vom